Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday to those of you listening on a Monday. This is kind of a gloomy kind of a day here. It is raining and just, ugh, the kind that, especially on a Monday, you just not want to go to work. And that's one of those kinds of days. But today I want to talk to you about selecting wood flooring for your home. I'm specifically going to talk about wood flooring because while there's other ones like tile and carpet and things like that, I want to specifically talk about wood flooring because there's so many different kinds out there if you're not aware of that. All right, so let's get into that, and then I'll share a couple other things with you. So let's start with laminate flooring, because that one is probably the most that people will hear. You'll probably hear it called laminate or LVL, and that is basically a lot cheaper, the most cheapest product you could probably find when it comes to wood flooring, okay? That one is really good for high traffic. A lot of people use it if you're gonna put it in for a rental home, like a rental property. Maybe you're using it as an investment property. So that it can, because it is cheaper, you can put it in there. But it's really good for high traffic areas. That's one of the things that you know, looks good for, you know, landlords and things like that. And it's a simple lock and click and lock design, so that's easy to put in, okay? It is cheaper, okay? But some of the laminates won't look and feel like the real thing. Sometimes they may have like a hollow kind of a sound, you know, type of thing. So take a look at the different laminate floorings. The one thing I have read, again, it depends on the product. Laminate can be easily swollen by moisture, and once it's damaged, it's really hard to fix. So make sure that when you take a look at LVL or laminate flooring, you know, that kind of a thing. I'm thinking not vinyl, but laminate, okay? So there's a bit of a difference there. So that's one option. Engineered wood flooring, that is basically three or four layers of wood that's glued together that create a plank. It has a piece, right? And then there's some real wood veneer on top of that. So you could technically sand it and treat it, or restain it if it's like scuffed or something like that, but there's really not a whole lot of wood veneer on top of there. Some of them come with a click and lock installation, but then the other ones need to be glued in place. So you really need to take a look at that. I know we put it engineered wood flooring in our basement because we knew that the basement could be, you know, it could flood, you know, obviously. So we didn't want to spend too much money, but we kind of want to make it look nice down there too, right? And we had 1,000 square foot basement. So it was a huge rec room with a wet bar and a play area for the kids, a craft area. We had a guest room down there with a bathroom. So we laid engineered wood flooring down there because it kind of helps against, you know, the humidity. So it can be definitely, you know, easier to install that way, but also doesn't warp as much, you know. It's less prone to mess up and change because of the temperature, you know, the humidity in that room, right? So that's why we picked engineered wood flooring for our basement. We actually ended up using it also when we built our next house on the main level and things like that. And so it's more expensive than laminate and LVL, but I do like that it looks more like wood and doesn't, you know, you can sand it back if you need to, right? Okay. So solid wood flooring, that one is real wood and is definitely thicker than engineered wood floor. That one you can definitely sand it to restore the finish if there's, you know, gouges, if there's, you know, if you have pets and things like that. But it's definitely expensive. It is more expensive than engineered wood floor. And any place. You can lay it anywhere, supposedly, with relative consistent humidities, like hallways and living areas, because it has a classic look and feel. And we had construction going on in our house in Virginia when they were redoing our kitchen. And in order to traverse the length from the garage, you had to go through this living area that had solid wood floors and into the kitchen. So they put up a plastic sheet, basically, to keep the dust from going. So they kind of created a tunnel from the laundry room, garage, through this area into the kitchen, so that keep the dust out from all the construction in the kitchen, right? Which was nice, except the only problem was that they did not use blue tape or, you know, painter's tape or anything like that when they taped that stuff on the floor. And after 2 months of construction, when they peeled off the plastic tunnel that they created, they peeled off part of the finish off the wood floors. Well, guess what? Now they had to pay for that wood flooring to be redone. And this room was huge. It was like 20 feet long, maybe 30 feet long, by like 15 feet wide. It was a long room. So for them to make that mistake, I don't think they'd make that mistake again. But they basically had to pay for sanding it down and resealing it, basically, and putting a coat on top of that wood floor. Yeah, I know. I'm like, ew. So we learned the hard way, which for us, we didn't have to come out of our pocket, but yeah. So wood flooring there. Now, the other kind of flooring that you can think of also is bamboo flooring. And I know that's been more, you can see more of those kinds of options because it is a sustainable source than wood, obviously, right? So, and it is tougher than oak flooring. So it's very durable and it's really good for allergies. So if you have allergies of some sort, you know, bamboo flooring might be your bet, but it is expensive. It is more expensive than engineered. Not sure if it's more expensive than solid wood floors, but bamboo doesn't allow, you know, so if you're allergic to dust mites and repels dust and pollen, if those are things that you are allergic to, bamboo flooring may be best for you too. Bamboo floor is also water resistant and less likely to develop mold and mildew. Okay, I've never had bamboo flooring, I just have heard about it. But one of the things you do want to consider too is one of the things with bamboo flooring, there is in some bamboo the adhesive can have a toxic substance that can be release some VOCs over time. So that might be something you want to think about too. It's water resistant, but not waterproof. And it can be prone to scratching. So I was kind of surprised about that, to read about that, with prone to scratching. I thought it was more, you know, it's tougher, it's making it durable, but it can be scratched. So you definitely got to take a look at that. And then, so if you take a look of all the different kinds, then you got to think about what color. And there's so many different colors out there. And we ended up going in our Virginia house in for the basement, we went with kind of a darker shade of brown, kind of like a chocolate kind of a color. Not milk chocolate, like a darker chocolate. And that I wished later that we would have gone with more of a medium brown, because you could see all the dust, you could see any scratches, although the good thing with engineered wood, they give you the little markers that you can kind of fill in if there are any scratches that you do make with it, like moving furniture scratches, like those big things. I've had that happen before. But when we built our house in North Carolina, we went through and got engineered flooring for our house, but got a medium brown, so that it, if you did have dust, you know, if you weren't dusting or vacuuming your house like every, you know, a couple of days or so, then you wouldn't see it as much. So that's the thing for me, is it easy to clean? Do I have to worry about what chemicals do I put on it? You know, what kind of cleaning products do I use on it? That's the bigger thing for me. So that if it's not easy to take care of, then you know. So for me, engineered wood is easier. I can use the Swiffer. I can use the flooring stuff that they use, you know, to clean it and stuff like that. So that part, that's for me. It really depends on you. Some people like gray flooring, like maybe you have, you know, more of a modern type of color that you want to go for versus the browns. You can do that too. It really depends on what area you live in. But normally I've seen like the grays and like the browns, darker brown, light brown. So yeah, there's many different colors you can do. And even, you know, I'm sure in bamboo, there's probably different ones you can, you know, more lighter colors, I'm suspecting, with that one. Like I said, I haven't looked at bamboo flooring. I just know it's more for people who have allergies that may want to put those kinds of things in, right? Okay. So, if you are looking to use it, you know, flooring in for your investment home, and you're trying to, you know, rent it out, then probably laminate, LVL is probably your best bet. For that, you know, for your tenants and things like that, right? So if you are looking to sell your home or rent it out, you know, staging is a great way to get it look presentable for the pictures and everything. And if you're curious on what that looks like, I have a free ebook on 10 things every homeowner should do before selling their house. Or if you're, you know, you're going to be doing an investment property, same thing. You should be doing the, you know, same idea of staging your houses for rent too. Same thing. Okay. And then some of you know that we live in Germany right now until we get back to North Carolina. And the stairs here, the flooring here and the stairs, flooring in this house, because it is investment property, is laminate. But the stairs here, holy cow, they're these metal concrete, well, not concrete, more metal and wood planks, and you can see through. It's not like the treads where, you know, they're covered. You can actually, if you had a little kid or a little dog, you'd slip right through and fall down the next flight of stairs, literally. I've dropped things through those stairs because there's no riser, the top part, you know, where the kick plate, normally when you kick your toes on the front of it, right? Those are gone, so it's just a single plank. So if you have little kids, there are a lot of new houses that are being constructed with these types of stairs. So it's very open kind of a stairwell. So the new construction, when they have these, that's something that you need to be aware of if you're going to be coming out here to rent, or even if you're going to Airbnb, that might be a typical thing. The older homes will have the risers, you know, so you won't see through the stairs or kind of slide through if you have little kids. Especially with little kids, and mine love to climb stairs all the time. But here, I would have been afraid to have them, you know, go even near the stairs because there are so many places they could just slip on through, right? So, yeah. But anyway, I hope you guys learned something from this and got something to help you figure out if you need to select some wood flooring, what type would work best for you. Always do some research on it. Ask the wood flooring companies that you're going to be going through, you know, tell them where you're going to put it, you know, so that they can help you figure that the best places to, you know, the best type to use for your home. So I will talk to you guys later and hope you have a fabulous day. See you later.